Greetings. This is Why's That?, where WMUK explores what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious. I'm Sybilla Mann. Each month, we answer a question you send us. Tell us about something you've noticed at whysthat.wmuk.org. WMUK Underwriting Manager Anders Dahlberg asked our question for February. You might have already heard him ask it last summer in a promo for Why's That?
Why is it that in order to leave the Kalamazoo Battle Creek International Airport, you have to go through that weird airlock?
It was meant as an example, as in, here's the kind of question we hope you'll send us. But then some of you got in touch. Yes, you said, I've been through that odd passageway at the airport, and I want to know what it is. Anders says he's wondered about it since the airport finished renovations in 2011. Returning from a trip, he walked to the end of the arrivals terminal.
And everyone from the flight sort of looked at each other and wrinkled their faces in wonderment and all sort of asked the same question. What is this?
Anders and his fellow passengers were standing before a row of spotless glass doors. Step close and they flip open. There's a short passageway with closed doors at the other end.
It's just like one would imagine an airlock is on the space shuttle or something, where you wait for the doors to open and go in, they close behind you, and then the ones in front of you open up.
Anders says he's never encountered doors like that at any other airport. What are these ones doing here? To find out, I got in touch with David Reed. He's worked at the airport since the mid-90s and was appointed director in 2014. Reed says the airport has fielded lots of calls about the doors since their 2011 debut.
It was a real education process at the beginning. It's not intuitive, and so we had a lot of folks that backed away from the door, not quite sure what it did, or didn't go into the door when the doors opened.
And it's no wonder. Reed says Kalamazoo was the first airport in the country to install them.
We actually manned the door for a couple weeks and a couple months to kind of help with that education process.
Reed calls them flip-flow doors. They're made by a company called Record. But Reed says he's okay with airlock as a nickname. Reed says, like any airport, Kalamazoo has to control who gets into the terminal, not just at the entrance, but also at the exit. In big airports, Reed says, it's common for a staff person to watch the exit all the time. But Reed says, that gets expensive.
And so if you go to a door such as what we have, it's fully automated. It detects not only objects left behind, but wrong way movement. It just replaces having to have a person sitting here, and that cost. So it's far more efficient.
We go to the arrival side to give the doors a try.
The doors open on the secured side.
Door is a little confused because we keep moving away and forward.
So we stand in the middle of the door and we wait for the air side doors to shut.
Despite all the glass, I see no smudges. It's as though no one else has been here.
And then the doors in front of us open. And then we walk out.
What are you doing?
This is a story about those doors, those flip and flow of doors. American Airlines pilot Jeff Fell came through the doors after a midweek, mid-afternoon flight. Fell says he flies in and out of Kalamazoo a lot. He knows the flip-flow routine, but he says he's seen the doors give people pause.
Everybody thinks it's one person at a time, but you can put two or three. So that's a little confusing because a lot of times people are waiting to go ahead and get through.
But Fell says it's also fun.
You know, they feel it's a little Star Trek-ish too, you know, like beam me up, Scotty type thing. Like I'm going into this little airlock.
WMUK's Anders Dahlberg, who asked our question, says he sees the doors serving a role besides security, and that's as an icebreaker. Strangers who have traveled for hours in silence will talk to each other about the doors. Anders says the way flying normally goes.
You get on your plane, you come off, and out you go through, you know, a very similar experience. And that this is different is what makes it interesting.
That's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region has caught your attention at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sybilla Mann.